service.
Mansers action is going on right now. You know what it is, ladies. 888-429-0941. It is where we answer the questions that won't get you in trouble. An argument, anything. You want to do a phone call, you can do that. 888-429-0941. You want to keep it very anonymous and not have your voice attached to it all over the airwaves, then you could text as well. 888-429-0941. You got the questions, we got the answers. Mansers, what we got?
All right, this first one's kind of long, so check it out. It says, my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years. We've been together since our senior year of high school, and we've only been with each other sexually. Recently, his best friend told him that he should get out and have more experiences with other women before he settles down and get married.
Yeah.
I know he has intentions of doing this because he told me about the conversation, and I'm seeing him less because of it. When I heard about it, I was really hurt thinking that his best friend doesn't like me. What do you guys think about this whole situation? Is he right? My boyfriend and I are best friends, so I don't understand why he would say that.
That's, if you're being 100, that's stupidity by just like limited people around you, basically, because they've been together so long that this is like an impression that has come in like at an early age. You know what I'm saying? So it's like stupidity. Like, I was dumb about certain things, like the pill, the birth control pill, because somebody told me in eighth grade that he basically did it so hard that he cracked the pill in half and got the girl pregnant. And I believed that there was some way that some man could crack a pill. It's just like that. So if a friend who has got like your vote, your ear, is going to give you some stupid advice, like you need to go out and sow your oats.
Is that stupid advice, though?
It's for stupid somebody advice if you've already found a partner. If you already found a partner, then it's kind of backwards. But it's saying, okay, I love you, but man, I really need to go practice my swing, so let me go practice my swing first before we come back and play golf.
I think that the advice actually isn't that horrible of advice, because you don't want somebody looking down, like regretting or resenting you for it. But I would also say that the same is true for her as well. I think if he needs to go out and live life and experience some other things, then maybe she does too.
But the thing is, if you've already met the person, it's kind of counterproductive. Now, if he hadn't, and his friends were like, listen, before you settle down with anybody, we need to get you to go out and practice your swing, then that's good advice. But to say, hey, before you like continue on with this great relationship that you're in, why don't you just put it on the shelf and go back out? That's where the person who's not treating your best efforts at first frontal lobe for them, they're not thinking your best move.
I think if you love something, let it go. And if it comes back to you, it was meant to be.
You did not pull the Hallmark card out.
Yeah.
Stop that.
All
right.
This says,
you got the questions, we got the answers.
Mansers!
All right. Why are you guys so reckless with IG likes? We see you.
Okay. A lot of people don't think that IG likes are a big deal. For example, it doesn't necessarily for a lot of guys mean, yo, I want to hit it or something like that. You can appreciate a photo without being out of line.
Interpretation is what it is. Guy isn't interpreting it the same way you are.
Okay.
It's like when you had a magazine back in the day, or Lowrider magazine with the ladies all on there. Like, guys have always been able to like grab the swimsuit beauty or whatever else and not be like, oh, I got to have it. It's just something that they've been taught to do, whether it was posters or magazines or whatever. And IG is just the new magazine. Now, if he's out there procuring people in DMs and all that other stuff, then you got other issues, boo-boo. But if he's just liking stuff and he's liking it in a public forum where you're seeing it, he ain't hiding anything from you. And trust me, there are women who are riding us with all kinds of things being hidden from them. So if he's keeping it on Front Street with you, then go ahead and let him live.
Here's another question that actually kind of expounds on that. It says, my man likes to find females online and see if he could get nude pictures from them. He says it's nothing. There's no feelings. He doesn't ever want to meet up with him. It's only pictures. Should I trust him?
Are we being honest?
Yeah, we're being honest.
I would think that if your man is getting naked pictures from other women, then there's something that says an issue there. And you might be, I don't want to quote Fab, but boo-boo the fool, if you believe that he's only getting naked pictures just for some kind of weird collection.
Yeah, it sounds like his loyalty is only as far as like his opportunity. So like if one of those girls with the naked pictures was like, hey,
a bad one,
why don't you come over? Why don't we meet up? I would assume that he's going to be in the car. Skirt!
Yeah, because I mean, like basically if you're thinking of your man collecting naked pictures from ladies and it's just fun, yeah, you're getting worked. You know, and we're sorry, you know, but you asked, you got the questions, we got the answers. Answers!
Okay.
All right, what we got?
It says, okay, so my husband has been very stingy with sex, literally like once or once a month or once every 2 months. I've been thorough. There's not another woman or anything like that. He says he's tired from work. Am I the only woman that deals with this? Because this is really affecting our marriage.
Honestly, you're probably not the only one, and I'd be good that you are at least convinced that there's nobody else. So now you know it probably is about him being tired. I mean, there's things called low T, where you know you got to get a testosterone kind of check or whatever with his doctor. Or you know, if you guys can, if it's a real couple advice and y'all are together and committed together, then y'all could go through the whole process together. You can go to the doctor and y'all could discuss it together, and you could talk about, you know, how it's making you feel, because, you know, whether they talk about love languages or they talk about any of that stuff like that, there's ways that he can communicate with you and you can communicate that you're missing something. He might be missing that you're missing the sex. So if you are vocally saying, hey, baby, I want it, that might be enough fire to put it under him. Or, you know, you guys walk through it together. If you weren't a couple and you were just dating out there in the world, then it'd be his problem. But since you're together and you're in love and being faithful, then it's your shared problem. So you should fix it together.
Okay. Then we're running right through them. We got
all
another
right.
one.
What we got?
Do we have time?
It says, yeah, we'll do one more before we go to break.
It says, why does my ex still use me to take care of him when he has a whole girlfriend at home that stays with him? He uses my address, asks me to cook, bring him medicine if he's sick when he has a girl next to him in bed.
Let me tell you, why did LeBron put up with J.R. Smith? You know why? Because he know the playbook. Okay? You know the playbook, and you're willing to suit up to play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you weren't willing to show up at the gym with your shoes laced up, he wouldn't be throwing you the ball. But since you keep walking into the courtroom, guess what? Boom! He keeps hitting you.
Yep.
So don't be available.
Yep.
If you don't want to be available. Now, if you do want to be available, then stay in that lane. But it's not going to be one that you're proud of.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. Why is the ex using you? Because you let him.
You let him. You embarrassed because your girls are like, why you keep doing this, girl? So you either got to say, I'm going to stop doing it. Or you got to say, girls, y'all shut up. I like being half of his.
Yeah, she's trying to get back in, trying to get all of him.
You're trying to be half. And if you happy being half, then be happy being half and just be quiet. But other than that, don't be available.
I think we're doing good so far.
I think we're knocking him out of the park right here, ladies. We got more coming up for you after Drake. It is your freak show. Mansers is on. 888-429-0941. You got the question. We got the answers.
Mansers!
All right, let's see. Sarah is on the phone. Sarah, what advice do you need from the Mansers squad today?
Okay, so we all know that women will take back a man that's cheated. We've even taken back men that have had children with other women while in relationships. Why won't a man take back a woman that's cheated?
Oh, man. Let me tell you, that's ego. That's all ego. A man can overcome a lot of things, but a bruised ego is just something that is not, like, a doctor can't see it. A doctor can't fix it. A word, a gesture can't fix it. It's a bruise that's way too deep for, I mean, just think about how a man is built. Everything is about our ego. The things that you do for us, even when we're having the best time ever. All that plays into the inside. It's the microcomputer on the inside of his manhood that you question when you dare to go out somewhere else.
How could you?
Sometimes sex is just sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. To him.
And a lot of guys have built women up on this pedestal that it's a double standard, but for a lot of guys, it's just physical, and we think that for the woman, it has to be emotional. There has to be more of a connection. We don't think it could just be sex.
Yeah, because women ain't nasty like guys. Guys will hold you up on the pedestal and say, y'all are awesome, and we ain't crap. And if you do something equal to a man, then we just like, oh, we can't never trust you again.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so let him go because he ain't going to ever come back.
No.
All right, Sarah. All right, you got the questions. We got the answers.
Mansers! We got one. It says, a guy recently flew down to see me after we met super briefly for the first time. We slept together when he was down here for the weekend. We had a great time together. What's the deal? Would a guy really fly somewhere just to get laid?
Yes.
Yeah.
If he's got frequent flyer miles or he's got disposable income, he absolutely will fly somewhere to get laid. He won't say he flew there to get laid, but he knows that he has laid out enough breadcrumbs for him to go ahead and get it. And you got it. So he got it.
He got it. We got one out the 941. It says, how long would you give a man to know if he wants to be in a relationship with you or not, even if he says he's not ready at the moment because it's eating me up?
If it's eating you up, it means that you see some worth there. So it just depends on how worthy is he for your time. If you want to go out and date people and meet some, you know, kiss some frogs or whatever, or meet some people who ain't really on your level to find that other person, and you want to do that other than being with him, then he must not be that great. But if he is that great of a catch and you're willing to stay, there's nothing wrong with just dating casually and just being in the proximity of it. That's one thing guys do a lot better than women. Women like to have a plan because you like to use words. So you like to hear about it. What are we going to do? What do we mean? What about us? What are we? Can we talk? That's all things that ladies do. Guys are more so like, yo, I'm going to stay around this girl until I get an opportunity. And once I see the opportunity, I'm in. They wait it out. We're more stealth. You're more tactical. So it's a little bit different. Like, we hide you on Front Street. So, you know, if you're willing to be on, you know, Front Street and to sit there and, you know, do your thing, do your thing.
All right. This one is a little similar to that one, but a little different. It says, this guy treats me as a wife, snuggles, forehead kisses, cares for me while I'm sick, helps me with my family. He's there financially and emotionally, but he doesn't want a relationship and we don't have sex.
That's like a little bit like the love language thing. The dude is a service language. He's the person who wants to take care of and provide, and he sees that as love. Other people see actual physicality as it. Other people just, you know, think of it as words and, you know, stuff like that. So it's like they're different avenues. That person is a service person. So anytime he want to show love to people or that hero kind of complex, like, I'm daddy, I'm providing, I kiss you on the forehead, I'm the hero, I'm the bringer of it to the table. That means a lot to some people who saw their parents do it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be providing. I want to have that.
I wonder what's up with the no sex part, though. That seems odd if you're doing the cuddling and the forehead kisses.
Yeah, it just seems like they don't need it. Like, I would see, it's kind of like Mark. Actually, Mark's in there to cue and calls. Like, that's it. Like, Mark's like that. He's like, I don't have to have the physical. I want to be the provider. I want to be that. Like, when he finally goes off that side, he's got, Mark, hey, pick up the phone. So this person just said that their man provides all of the relationship stuff, kiss on the forehead, like, does all of that stuff, but doesn't want to have sex. Like, sex ain't a big part of it. And I said, that's kind of like Mark is a provider, but I ain't really got to be beholden for the sex thing.
Yeah, I know it's a little weird, but I don't need to do it all the time or consistently. I mean, I'm not sure what it is. I mean, I get it. You need to do it once in a while, but
that is so painful. I think Mark might have low T. I think that's maybe, and the texter too.
Your T ain't right.
No,
get
I've
your
just been
up.
Like that, man, my
get
entire life.
Get your T up.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's hilarious. Get your T up. All right, Dobby, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I don't know if it's old school or what, but why won't my man take a key to my house? We've been together for over 6 months, and he keeps saying, that's okay, I don't want it.
He don't want that responsibility. Because once you get a key, he feels like that is you slowly starting to force cohabitation, and he's trying to prolong that. He wants his space. He wants to have to knock and call you before he shows up, because once you give him a key, then she might be expecting a key to your place. Ooh. And it's just feeling a little rushed.
Yeah. So,
he ain't
so basically
ready.
He's stalling that whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Dragging your feet. But he's still with her.
He's still with her.
Okay.
Just right. Slow. Baby steps.
Baby steps. All right. We got, how do I say this? Is it Kesey?
Kweesey. Q-U-I-S-I.
Hey, Kweesey. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You got the questions. We got the answers. Mansers!
This is my question. Why do men go to jail and they tell you it's okay for you to do certain things? For example, date other guys. And then when they get out, they can never forgive you.
It's a test.
It's a test.
That's what
testing
it is.
Testing your loyalty.
They want to see if you're really going to do it.
You're going to ride for me or what? I'm going to give you the out. I'm going to give you the out, but don't you go out that door. I'm going to leave the door open because I'm not trying to be all threatened, but don't you go out that door.
Oh, God.
Now he got to go beat up the
world. Yeah, now I
got to
go beat up the world. You know what I'm saying? Now
I'm so embarrassed because I'm like, what the?
Okay, but wait, though. First of all, he told you that because that's what he's supposed to say. He ain't supposed to be selfish and go away and be like, girl, you better hold me down. Because now you can, now you can break his trust.
How long was he locked up for, if I may ask?
He was actually locked up. He had to do 2 years. He ended up getting out in 19 months.
You couldn't wait 19
months? You couldn't wait 19 months? 19 months?
Like, don't sit out there and stop your life and blah, blah, blah. Then he gets out and he's like.
But how much life was you living? How much life? Was it one dude, one time life?
No, it was one dude. One dude. One dude.
One dude. One time.
I told him about the dude, et cetera. And then it's every time. We got into an argument when he got out. It was always, hey, well, you did this. Well, you did that.
Yeah, yeah. It gives him an opportunity. It does. And plus, if that dude ever come up missing, I want you to know. We know damn well where he went, girl.